What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Avatok. In today's episode, I will be teaching you guys how to save money. Simple tips that will help you for real, for real. So, do you ever feel like no matter how hard you try, it's still impossible to find ways to save money? You mean well and try to spend less, but sometimes always comes up. Life gets in the way. The car needs new tires. The teenager needs braces. The house needs a new roof. Talking about braces, I had braces. And just like that, saving money takes the back seat. Sounds familiar? The truth is, you don't need everything to magically line up perfectly before you start saving money. Spoiler alert, if you wait for the right time to roll around, it's never going to show up. The best time to start saving is right now. The good news is there are plenty of straightforward ways to save money and breathe some fresh air and fresh cash into your budget. Here are some money-saving tips to help you tweak your spending and get on the fast track saving money in no time. Practical ways to save money. 1. Say goodbye to your debt. Monthly debt payments are the biggest money to suck it when it comes to saving. Debt robs you of your income, so it's about time you get rid of that first. The fastest way to pay off debt is with the debt snowball method. This is where you pay off your debts in order from smallest to largest. Sounds kind of intense. Don't worry, it's more about behavior change in numbers. Once your income is freed up, you can finally use it to make progress towards your savings goals. Cut down on your grocery budget. Most people, after they do budget, are shocked to find out how much they're actually spending at the grocery store each month. If you're the average American family of 4 with 2 kids 5 and under, you're probably spending around $928. It's so easy to walk through those aisles, grabbing a bag of Oreos here and a few bags of chips there, and then top it off with fun goodies at the register, but these little purchases, aka budget busters, add up quite a bit and end up blowing the budget every single month. Save money on groceries by planning out your meal each week and taking a good look at what you already have in your pantry before you head to the store. Because why would you want to buy more what you already have? And if you really want to stick to your list, leave the kids at home. Want to save money and time? Try online grocery pickup or delivery. Most major grocery stores offer it these days, sometimes even for free, and it can save a ton of money. Picking up your groceries will get rid of the temptation you would have had when you caught a whiff of those freshly baked chocolate chip cookies floating through the aisles. In other words, you are forced to stick to your list and avoid these impulse purchases. 3. Cancel automatic subscriptions and memberships. Chances are you're paying for multiple subscriptions like Netflix, Hulu, Spotify, gym memberships, but be honest, everyone needs gym memberships. But cancel them when you don't use. 20 subscriptions, boxes, and Amazon Prime. It's time to cancel the subscriptions you don't use on the regular. And make sure that you turn off auto-renew when you make a purchase. If you cancel it and decide you can't go without it, subscribe again, but only if it fits into your new and improved budget. And for those subscriptions you do want to keep around, think about sharing memberships with some family or friends. A lot of streaming services like Netflix and Hulu let you watch your favorite shows from 2 or more screens with an upgraded account. That way, everyone wins and saves. 4. Buy generic. Hands down, one of the easiest ways to save money is to give name brands to boot. In most cases, the only thing that's better about brand name products is the marketing. I mean, look at that box. The logo is so fancy, and that's about where it ends. Generic brands of medicine, staple food items like rice and beans, cleaning supplies and paper products cost far less than their marked up brand name. They just work as well too. 5. Cut ties with the cable. It's no secret that cable prices are rising like crazy. The average monthly price for cable TV is about $217 a month, including all the fees, which adds up to over $2,600 a year. Here's the good news. Cable isn't the only way to watch your favorite shows these days. Cut the cord and find out how to save big with alternatives to cable like network apps and streaming services. But remember, don't go subscription service happy here. Only sign up for the streaming services you actually use. If you sign up for everything out there, you could end up actually spending more than cable. Save money automatically. Do you know that you can save money without thinking about it? Yep. You can set up your bank account to automatically transfer funds from your checking account into a savings account every month. If that sounds scary to you, you can also set up your direct deposit to automatically transfer 10% of each paycheck into your savings account. Spend extra or unexpected income wisely. When you get a nice work bonus, inheritance, or tax refund of a random stimulus, put it to good use. And when I say good use, we aren't talking about adding that fancy new stamp to your stamp collection or even just putting it in the bank to camp out. If you still got debt, you'll be better off using those funds to pay off your student loans or the balance of your credit card instead of stashing that money away. If you're debt-free, use those extra dollars to build up your emergency fund, you know, for emergencies. If you get large tax refunds every year, it's time to adjust the withholding on your paycheck so you can bring home even more money each month. Plus, you don't want to give the government any more of your money than you have to, right? 8. Reduce energy costs. Do you know that you can save money on your electric bill just by making a few tweaks to your home? So some simple things like taking shorter showers, fixing leaky pipes, washing your clothes in cold tap water, and installing dimmer switches and LED light bulbs. While new energy efficient appliances are a great way to save money on your electrical bill, they're expensive. But if you work it into your monthly budget, you can save up and pay cash for those improvements over time. Unsubscribe from emails. Email marketers are really good at what they do. They know the irresistible temptation of 24-hour sale or exclusive coupon. If you just can't resist shopping when you see a special offer, click the unsubscribe link at the bottom of the email. Do it and you'll be less tempted to spend and your inbox will be a lot less cluttered. It's a win-win. Check your insurance rates. Really, do you know people save an average of $700 when they have an endorsed local provider? Check their insurance rates from them. $700, you owe it to yourself to at least have them look things over for you and see what savings they can dig up. Pack lunch and eat at home. Get this, the average household spends about $3,526 on food outside of the home each year. That's $294 per month. Buying lunch a few times a week may seem harmless in the moment, especially when your favorite restaurant is walking distance from your office, but you can save quite a bit of money just by packing lunch. Not only that, but a lot of times you can buy a solid week worth of groceries for the same price as 2 dinner meals out. Instead, prepare your food at home and watch your saving piles up after month. Ask about discounts and pay in cash. You never know until you ask, and you should always ask. Next time you're getting tickets at a movie theater, a museum, or a sporting event, check to see if they have any special discounts for seniors, students, teachers, military, or AAA members, or the AAA as they call it. If not, never underestimate the negotiating power of cash. 13. Take advantage of retirement savings plan. If your employer offers a 401k match and you aren't taking full advantage of it, you're missing out big time. Talk to your HR department to set up an account. But remember, you should wait until you're completely debt-free, accept your mortgage, and have a fully funded emergency fund of 3 to 6 months before you start saving and investing for retirement. 14. Lower your cell phone bill. If your monthly cell phone bill competes with your monthly grocery budget, it's time to find ways to cut back. Save money on your cell service by getting rid of extras like costly data plans, phone insurance, and useless warranties. And don't be afraid to haggle with or completely switch your provider. It might require a little persistence and research, but the savings are worth it. 15. Try a spending freeze. Don't buy any non-essential items for a week, or even a month. Think about it as a contentment challenge. While you're at it, take inventory of what you're grateful for each day. This should help kick your want it is in the pants. Make your spending freeze work by prepping meals with the food you already have, avoiding stores where you tend to impulse buy, and saying no to anything that isn't a basic necessity. 16. DIY everything. Before you shell out the cash to pay for a new backsplash, fancy light fixtures, or bench, think about doing it yourself. Usually the cost of materials and a simple Google or YouTube search will save you a ton of money on your latest home project. Plus, you won't have to pay someone to do something you can most likely do yourself. But if you're the type that can't seem to hit the nail on the head, you might want to ask a friend or a neighbor for help so you don't have to spend money on new drywall. Oh, and what you need to do some DIY work, or any kind of work, borrow what you need from a friend or neighbor instead of going out and buying it. 17. Skip the coffee shop. This one is painful. But instead of spending $5 on that daily coffee, you can save money by just making your coffee at home. I'm not saying you should only drink instant coffee unless you're into that sort of thing, but even purchasing a bag of local beans from your neighborhood coffee shop and brewing it at home will save you lots of money in the long run. The library is your friend. Before you kick add to cart on that brand new book, check your local library to see if you can borrow it. Most libraries also have audiobooks and digital copies of your favorite books for rent. It's an easy way to get your reading in without breaking the bank. I get it, though, because we love reading, too. In our national study of millionaires, 81% of millionaires surveyed read 11 or more books per year. Like Dave Ramsey always say, readers are leaders. Check sites like Alibis and ThriftBooks for major deals on like new or even well-loved books for next to nothing. 19, try a staycation. Where your goal is to save money now, vacation is the worst thing you can spend money on. Instead of whisking your family to the Greek Isles, try being a tourist in your own city. Not only would this save you hundreds or potentially thousands of dollars, but you can also explore your neighborhood with fresh eyes and have some fun while doing it. 20, use cashback apps and coupons. Nothing beats good old-fashioned 20% off coupons when you're buying something. But did you know there are plenty of cashback apps out there to help your savings go even further? Check out Ibotta, Rakuten, and Honey, a browser extension. 21, refinance your mortgage. With rates so low these days, run the numbers to see if refinancing could help save you money and cut years of interest off your mortgage. Reach out to one of the trusted endorsed local providers to see if refinance is worth it for you. 22, sell everything that doesn't bring you joy. Marie Kondo has the right idea. Declutter the things in your home that you don't need and are willing to let go for the sake of financial future. That vintage chair your aunt gave you, sell it. That crystal vase you found at an antique shop, sell it. You'll be surprised at how much clutter you have in your house that you don't even use or think about. If you struggle with this, try the 30-day rule. It goes like this. If you don't use that item for 30 days straight, then you should most definitely sell it. And the cash you can make on those things can be the difference between living paycheck to paycheck or not. You'll only start saving money when you learn healthy money habits and let your future needs be more important than your current ones, aka when you make saving money a priority, so do it. You can start the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck with a simple secret. Make a zero-based budget before the month begins. A budget is all about being intentional. It helps you create a plan so you can see where your money is going and find out how much you can actually save each month. When you make a zero-based budget, you're giving every single dollar a name or assigning it a job to do before you save or spend it. Remember, it really doesn't matter how much money you make. What matters is how you spend and save the money you make. This is the end of the episode, and I hope you guys had a great listen. If you did, I appreciate it so much if you hit the like, subscribe, and share button. Now, I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.